Welcome or welcome back to Horrors for Horror. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Kayla.
And this week, Kayla is telling us a story.
Mm-hmm.
So take it away, so Kayla.
I know that you haven't heard of it, but I'm covering the case of Sarah Stern.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell.
So hopefully, I actually found it on TikTok.
I do this thing sometimes where, and I know this is really horrible, so please don't judge me for it, but I don't remember the name of a case. Sometimes I'll remember the details, and I'm like, oh, okay, like when you're halfway through a case, I'm like, now I recognize it, but yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Sarah Stern. May she rest in peace, the down bitch. All right.
So yeah, she's dead, but Sarah Stern was a 19-year-old college student, but she was studying art and TV production in Neptune City, New Jersey.
Ew, New Jersey. Sorry, Leslie, I know you're from New Jersey.
Have you been to Jersey?
But I have heard that when you leave the Jersey Shore, it actually is a beautiful state, so.
Yeah, I've been there. It wasn't bad. The only thing I remember is that the roads are really weird. So, like, your exits are literally left-hand side instead of right-hand side. Always.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah. But anyway. So, Sarah was known to be attached to her phone.
Same.
So much so that if she was not reachable, there was a problem.
Oh, wow. I mean, same.
Foreshadowing. Sarah was friends with these two other boys. One's name is Liam and one is Preston. They were all close friends. Liam and Sarah were actually childhood friends, so they grew up together. And then Preston actually took Sarah to their junior prom.
Aww.
They all went to the same high school, and then eventually Liam and Preston ended up being roommates in college together.
Oh, wow. So they were like tizzite.
Yeah. But Sarah was the type of person who was focusing on herself and her art.
Hell yeah, girl.
She never had any romantic relationships.
Oh yeah.
That's just the way to do it. Just like,
fuck him.
Don't even worry about it. So unfortunately in 2013, her mother died of cancer. And then whenever that happened, she got a lot closer to her dad and her two friends. I mean, she had other friends too, but those two were her closest.
Okay.
So in the afternoon of December 2nd, 2016, this was the last time that Sarah had been seen. So early the next morning, about 2:30 in the morning, her car was found on a local bridge just over the Shark River. Mm-hmm. So an important note about the Shark River is that it's not very deep, but the current is so fast, and it eventually feeds out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, she's in New Jersey. I was imagining someone in, like, Missouri. I was like, damn, that's far.
Bitch, where?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, that's an important note about the river. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
TJ Pingator called 911 in the early morning hours of December 3rd, 2016, because he noticed an abandoned car on a local bridge with no one inside. And he actually ended up being an Uber driver, I think.
Okay.
The police determined that the car was usually driven by 19-year-old Sarah Stern. Police arrived on the scene and started investigating the incident.
Mm-hmm.
At 3:17, Sarah's car was towed off the bridge and the investigation began.
Huh.
I mean, actually began, you know.
Yeah.
So the police ended up going to Sarah's house, but when they got there, there was no answer, but the back door was open, the lights were on, and the dog was home. And the dog was actually locked in a crate, which was unusual according to Sarah's neighbor.
Yeah.
The police entered the residence under the suspicion that Sarah may have jumped off the bridge.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like, abandoned car, and it's over a river, and she's not there.
Yeah.
And it looks like she put the dog up or something. Like.
But I would think that...
They have to investigate it.
Yeah. But just theoretically, as someone who loves my dog, like it as a child, both of my dogs, if I was to commit suicide, I would leave my dog with somewhere... Or with someone, hoping that they would be taken care of, right? I would be like, hey, Kayla, I'm just going on, like, a short trip. Please take all my animals for me. Like, I wouldn't leave my dog locked
in. If I take all of your animals, then I know.
But I'm just saying, like, as someone that loves my pet, I wouldn't just lock them in the crate and leave, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
So Sarah had actually been living with her father, Michael Stern. who unfortunately was on vacation in Florida at the time.
Oh, that's horrible. So he didn't do it.
Yeah, so police, I don't know. So police called him and they were like, hey, like, this is the car. Does Sarah drive this car? Blah, blah, blah. I guess, do you know where she is or whatever? And he actually drove from Florida back to New Jersey at 3:30 in the morning.
Damn. I mean, yeah. I would too.
When Sarah's father got back into town the night of her disappearance, he and the neighbor started looking through the neighbor's security footage to see if anything was caught that could be useful. So it ended up catching Liam, her friend Liam, leaving in the late afternoon, which was around the last time that she was seen.
Okay.
And then later it caught Sarah's car leaving the house around 11:45 that night. So we'll come back to that.
Okay.
So after the community found out that Sarah was missing, more calls came in to report the abandoned vehicle. Mm-hmm. Like, people had seen it, but they didn't call it in.
They didn't think anything. But now that she's missing, they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So I guess this helped provide a timeline. Mm. So a second Uber driver named David Kyle noticed that the car was on the bridge at some point in the night, thinking that it had just broken down. And he also said that he saw a man pop the hood of the car and assumed he was just looking into the issue.
Oh, a man. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when he called to report the car and he told the dispatcher what he saw, the dispatcher responded with, quote, we're not looking for a male.
Bitch, you don't know what you're looking for. That's exactly the problem. This is a missing persons also, case. We want it all.
Yeah, but also, excuse me. Like, yeah. Why are you telling him that?
Yeah.
What do you mean? So Sarah's neighbor, Robin Draper, actually helped the police answer some questions when they went to her house, because they knocked on the neighbor's doors too. And Sarah and her daughter were actually friends. The day that she disappeared, Sarah had brought over a bin of her mother's things to Robin's house, asking her if she could, like, hold on to them. And Liam had actually gone with Sarah to do this.
Okay, so we know that they were together.
Mm-hmm. So the police asked the neighbor, Robin, if they thought Sarah was depressed or if she was suicidal. And Robin said that she thought Sarah was depressed and she wasn't sure if she was suicidal. Which, to me, if you don't know, don't interject.
Yeah, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, you can know if I'm suicidal, but you don't go telling the police that I could be. Like, yeah. Anyone could be. Yeah. The fuck?
Also, I don't want to, like, sugarcoat depression and anxiety, but Sarah's 19 years old. Her mother's recently passed away. She's trying to go to college and focus on herself. Like, of course she's sad. Like, in my opinion, 18, 19 is a time to be sad because your whole life that you knew is changing. Like, you are now, quote unquote, an adult, making adult decisions. So, like, of course she's sad. Of course she's different right now. But anyway, sorry.
But also keep in mind, she's an art major.
Yeah, I feel like most of those people are just sad in general. That's why their art is so good.
Exactly. So Sarah's father had asked the police if anyone had been in touch with Liam, which was her best friend. So the police went to his apartment, knocked on his door. It was like in the middle of the night. And then they were asking him, like, where's Sarah? Like, have you talked to Sarah? What's going on? So good on the cops. They all had body cams throughout this whole investigation. So there's tons of, like, video footage of them talking to Liam, because they talked to Liam multiple times. So Liam told police that he and Sarah had gotten food earlier that day. Then he went to work around 4:30. So in this body cam footage, you can hear cops asking. They were like, oh, can you, like, reach out to her? Can you get your cell phone and reach out to her? And he was like, oh, I haven't actually been able to find my phone all day.
Boy, where's your phone? You're a teenager. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. So Liam told police that Sarah had been talking about leaving and going to Canada recently, and also told them that her relationship with her father had turned sour. And then he actually literally said that Sarah's dad was crazy. Like, that actually came out of his mouth.
I don't like Liam.
Uh-huh.
He's a little sus right now.
Uh-huh. So police went back to talk to Liam the next day, and I think they talked to him 3 or 4 different times. So they go back to talk to him the next day, and he was very cooperative every time he talked to them. And the police actually told him that he was not a suspect, that he would not get in trouble, and that they just wanted to know where Sarah was.
Okay, yeah.
It's on the body cam footage.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, maybe they're saying that to try to get him to talk or what.
Taking notes.
So another time that the police talked to Liam, they actually brought him in for, like, questioning, like, into the station. Because the first time was at his apartment, and the second time was also at his apartment, but outside of his apartment.
Okay.
So this time, Liam told police that years ago, Sarah used to have, quote, self-destructive and suicidal behavior.
Okay. I guess that he would, if he is her best friend, so out of anyone, he would be most likely to be aware of that.
And also, if it was years ago, it was the time that her mom died.
Exactly.
So, duh. Liam said that he and Sarah went to eat at Taco Bell the day of her disappearance.
Also, Taco Bell, we just released an episode, Taco Bell Strangler. No time to explain it. Go back and listen, please.
Okay, now that you're back from listening to the Taco Bell Strangler,
we can resume.
So they went to eat at Taco Bell, and then they went to their neighbor Robin's house, and then Liam said he hung out at Sarah's house for a bit until he left around 4:45 to go to work.
Okay. So that would align with the camera, though, right? Him leaving in the afternoon?
It does. Okay. It does. The surveillance footage of the neighbor's camera does corroborate that he left around 4:30, 4:45 to go to work, as he says. Now, he was supposed to work until midnight. That's when he was scheduled, but he ended up getting off work early at 10. He then went back home.
Or so he says, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. He also claimed that his roommate was there. So, like, that gave him his alibi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, on December 26th, the family organized a search party with Sarah's friends and the community, which included Liam and, ding ding, Liam's twin brother. He's a twin.
Oh! Okay. This is new.
So police actually found two surveillance cameras that could have caught what happened on the bridge the night of Sarah's disappearance. They later found out that both cameras were not working that night and hadn't been working for years.
Okay, no, no, no. That should be, like, negligence on the city.
That should be illegal.
Yeah. What the fuck?
There's another movie that I just watched last night, and it's really, really, really weird and, like, moody. But basically, this killer put himself at the scene of the crime, but then said, no, there's a surveillance camera. It should have caught me driving straight through. I never stopped at this point. I guess, dude, the surveillance camera was not working.
Oh, what movies are you watching, you weirdo?
I don't know what it was called. I can find it, but
I guess
it was on
it
Netflix.
Is spooky season,
though. The Stranger. It was called The Stranger.
Oh, okay. When I was like 16, 17, I used to love getting on Netflix and watching like the stupidest shit. Like, we would watch the dumbest videos. Sorry, I'll have to bleep out my little ringtone just then.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Okay, it might have just been my headphones in.
So anyway, back to the case.
Yes, yes.
The police continued to question Liam multiple times because he's like the closest person to her. And also possibly because Sarah's other friends and family portrayed her as a happy person, and Liam was the only person saying that she was depressed and upset and an obsessive person with issues with her father. Like, he's the only person saying this.
Okay,
other than
well,
the neighbor saying that she might have been depressed.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody else is like, no, she's really happy. Like, she has a great relationship with her father. And Liam's like, oh, no, dude's crazy.
Hmm. Well, wouldn't that just work out swell for him if everyone thought she committed or completed suicide?
In this, like, investigation while he's at the station, Liam decides to ask a question that did not sit well with the police.
Okay.
Because, again, he's not considered a suspect. But he asks, quote, if she did jump off the bridge, what are the odds that she isn't all the way in the ocean by now?
Why would you ask that?
Right.
And it's your best friend.
Not ask, Is she okay? Did you find anything? How can I help you? What's going on?
Yeah.
Do you really think she did it? He's just like, yeah, if she did jump, like, don't you think she'd be in the ocean?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like, how do you talk about your friend like that?
Yeah.
So Liam's parents had both contacted attorneys on Liam's behalf.
Oh.
So at that point, well, and see, his mom had explained it, and like, there was a 2020 episode that I watched. His mom explained it. She said, I talked to my aunt, who was an attorney, and she said, Liam should not be talking to the police without an attorney present in any situation whatsoever. I agree.
I agree, but I have my suspicions about Liam, so when he lawyers up, it's like, I was right! But no, if you are going to talk to the police, you 100% should have an attorney present.
But also, he didn't lawyer up. His parents called attorneys for him.
Yeah,
true. And they were like, you're done talking, stop.
Yeah.
So then the police are like, okay, we can't talk to Liam anymore. Let's go talk to his roommate, Preston.
Okay. Who is Sarah's other BFF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Preston told police that Liam said the day that he had been out with Sarah that nothing out of the ordinary happened. He also said, well, police also asked Preston what he thought happened to Sarah. And he decided to tell them that he thought she had jumped. And then his voice cracked when he said this, and he acted like he was wiping tears from his eye. Like, I don't know if he was, or if he was just faking, or if he, like...
Yeah.
But, like, he got emotional, obviously. And for some reason, the police are like, there's something going on with this kid.
With Preston?
Yeah. Like, I guess just the interaction when they asked that, it just didn't sit well with them.
Okay.
So, I guess they turned their investigation into Liam and Preston. Because yeah, Liam asked that weird-ass question, and Preston, it just didn't sit. So 2 months after her disappearance, the police arrested both Liam and Preston. Liam had been planning to kill Sarah for 6 months. Motive? Because he thought that when her mom died, she left Sarah like $100,000 insurance money. So he was going to kill Sarah to get the money from her safe.
Is he a fucking idiot?
But obviously.
Oh my god.
Liam ended up strangling Sarah for 30 minutes before he killed her.
Oh wow. Yep.
Then he and Preston proceeded to rob her safe and move her body to be dumped off at the bridge.
This is horrible.
Yep, so Preston was in on it too. When they got to the bridge, they began to move her body, and then three separate cars passed. So they put her back in the car and, like, I guess pretended that the car was, like, broken down.
Yeah, so that would explain why that witness was like, yeah, I saw a dude lifting up the hood.
Mm-hmm. So the reason that Liam was caught is that a separate friend,
he's
a filmmaker named Anthony Curry, had actually worn this video camera and got Liam to confess to him all of these things, how he had been planning it, what, like, how he got away with it, like, almost got away with it and everything. Ugh. So the
how
mistakes
much money
that he
did
made
they take? Do you know?
Oh yeah. So he, in this video, so I sent you two TikToks, right?
Uh-huh.
The two TikToks are Liam's confession to his friend.
And he it's talks on about TikTok?
How, yep.
Oh,
he
my
talks
God.
About how, yep, his face and everything. Talks about how he planned it for 6 months, how he thought he was going to walk away with 50 G's, 100 G's, how, like, the mistakes that he made. So he accidentally left his cell phone at Sarah's house, which is why he didn't have his fucking phone.
Yeah.
And he also admitted that he left around 4:30 because he knew the camera was there, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he got off work early, remember?
Yeah.
And then remember Sarah's car left at 11:45?
Uh-huh.
Liam was driving Sarah's car. It was just dark, so the headlights were in the way, so nobody could tell who was driving, and he admitted on camera that he specifically drove her car the exact same way she drove out of her driveway to make it seem like it was her driving.
Because they were best friends, thought about all of this. He would know that.
Yeah, and he thought about all of this. Then he got pissed off because he thought he was getting all this money. It turns out that her mom only left her like $10,000, and there was only about $9,000 in the safe. So he killed her and found out he only got $9,000, and then was bitching about it on camera to his friend, saying the money's in really bad condition, so I can't even deposit it because it'll look suspicious.
Oh my God, I literally have chills. Yeah. This is insane.
Mm-hmm. So those two videos that I sent you, you'll have to watch them and just like listen to him talking about killing his best friend.
My heart literally aches for that girl. Like, she thought that she had two friends that were helping her get over her mother's death, but instead they were just two dumbasses. Also, if we're best friends, I'm sorry. If I plan to rob you, I'm going to make sure that you have enough money that makes it worth it. Like, I'm going to be like, yo, girl, you get like 200K? Like, where are you keeping it, you know? Oh, my God. I can't.
And Preston went along with it because Liam told him, oh, yeah, there's tons of money in this safe. Like, we'll walk away, but we'll split it 50-50. Preston never got any money. What? Not even the 3,000.
Fucking dumbasses, dude. I can't. I hope they rot in prison.
His name is actually Liam McItasney.
Yeah, stupid.
That's his last name.
Stupid.
He was found guilty. He was found guilty of first degree murder, conspiracy, desecrating human remains, and tampering with evidence. There's a total of like 7 different charges on him.
Good.
But he was sentenced to life prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Sarah Stern. He was also sentenced. Also sentenced to an additional 10 years for desecration of human remains. To be served consecutively, I think it said.
So it's like 1, 2, 3, it's not all at one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you live out your life 10 years later, rip to your next life.
Yeah. Fuck this kid, man.
Preston Taylor was found guilty of second-degree desecration of human remains, second-degree conspiracy to desecrate human remains, second-degree hindering apprehension, robbery, and causing bodily injury. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison with a minimum sentence of 15 years, 3 months, and 17 days. He is eligible for parole on May 20th of 2032.
I think that that's fair because he didn't kill her. But nonetheless, he was in on it. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, I want you to go away for like the rest of your fucking life. But 15 years is a really long time.
I agree. And I think that the sentence is fine. But I also kind of think that he should be charged with conspiracy to commit murder.
Yeah, he should.
But, man. I mean, he did flip. And he...
So I'm sure he made a deal.
He may have even, pled out, so.
Yeah.
He did testify against Liam.
Good. Fuck that Liam kid, dude. That makes me so angry.
And, unfortunately, Sarah's body was never recovered, because as we said, the Shark River has a very fast-moving current and eventually leads into the Atlantic Ocean.
That is so sad.
And that's the murder of Sarah Stern.
Wow. I hate that.
So.
Yeah, I'll watch them after this. That is so... I don't like that case. And it's just like... That falls under the category of killer friends. Remember whenever we had killer friends one episode? Can't remember. Go listen to it. No time to explain.
Long time ago.
Yeah, that was like first like 15 episodes probably. Wow, that is so fucked up, dude.
I just don't understand that.
I don't understand either.
I can't imagine killing a friend.
For $50,000. Like, that's not a lot of money, homie. But, like, in general,
no matter what you're getting from it, I just can't imagine that. Like, your friends are Your friends are your friends. Like, I just don't get that.
And she was childhood friends with one of them, right?
Yeah, the guy who killed her.
Oh my god, yeah, see now.
The guy who killed her grew up with her.
The one who strangled her to death. And that's, like, a really personal way to kill someone. Like, you're up in a victim's face when you strangle them to death. Oh my god.
I don't understand that at all. I'll never be able to fathom that.
And honestly, like, I think that I watched this really cool video. I can't even remember what it was, but it was essentially a prosecuting attorney who was saying that strangulation is the one method of killing where you can't claim it was an accident. Like, you consciously have to apply pressure to their neck and keep applying that pressure until they die. For an extended
period of time.
Yeah, it's not like 20 seconds in the movies, people. It's like fucking five minutes.
Yeah, and also, there's one other source that I looked at where I didn't really figure out how the filmmaker guy came into play, unless he just, like, volunteered his services because he was like, nah, fuck this, I'm just not gonna get away with this. But allegedly, in one of these sources, Liam had actually talked about, like, strangling her to this Anthony Curry guy. And then it almost made it seem like she wasn't actually dead when they dropped her off the bridge, but I can't confirm or deny that. Like,
yeah.
So there's a small chance that she wasn't even dead when they dropped her off the bridge.
Which, like, depending on how high the bridge is, that could have killed her. Drowning could have killed her.
Yeah, because the river is pretty shallow, so, like, yeah, either way, strangulation, drowning, or, like, literally being dropped off a bridge. Those are all terrible ways to go, especially when you're literally face-to-face with your best friend who's doing this to you.
Yeah. So everyone put up two middle fingers to Liam with the weird last name. Fuck you, Liam. And fuck you, Preston.
With the weird last name.
Damn.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to be in a bad mood for, like, the rest of the fucking week, or rest of the day.
Sorry.
Oh, so that's our case for today. I'm sure you all hated it as much as I hated it.
I guess we'll find out. Like, if this is one of the ones with a higher
Our audience, they're fucking morbid. Which, like, same. Yeah. We're also morbid bitches, so no judgment here. This is a safe space for all of us morbidies.
Is that a word?
I don't know. I just made it a word.
All right, well.
Yeah, so this will come out after spooky season. But again, like we said in our episode that came out on Halloween, spooky season is more of a lifestyle choice and a personality trait, so we're still living it, and you can too.
Always.
Always. Mm-hmm. So we love you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye. Bye.